Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to Talk, episode number 184. It's January 1st, 2022. We have kicked 2021 into the mouth of the Balrog, and we are starting a brand new year, brand new show over here on DC Talk. And it's like we've shed our skin and we become new. And I mean, 2021 wasn't quite as much of a, you know,
epic ride as 2020 was.
Yeah, but it wasn't that much better. I mean, it was better, but it wasn't that much better.
No.
But I'm Carrie, and this is Mike.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year to you too, Carrie.
How's your New Year's Day going so far?
Pretty good. Let's see. It's just been kind of, we went a couple little stores today and just kind of hung out at home. Just got done eating dinner. And had a, the wife made me a homemade root beer float, so that was pretty enjoyable.
I spent part of my Christmas money on the Death Star ice molds, and I've been drinking gin and tonics with Death Star ice cubes.
As one would do if you as worked on the Death Star.
Yeah, as one should if one you know were not at all observing dry January.
So I do got a question about the Death Star. Let me ask you this. Yes. Do you think that after the first one blew up, spoiler, you know, from movies from the 70s, after the first one blew up.
It's 44 years old. I think everyone knows about the Death Star blowing up by now.
Do you think that a stormtrooper, if he got his orders and he had to move into the Death Star 2, was probably like, crap. Or do you think, really?
I guess that depends on whether or not the said stormtrooper planned on living much longer after he decided to refuse that order.
Be like, we need you to sign, before you board the Death Star 2, we need you to sign this insurance policy that will not hold us responsible for any death you possibly could attain on this vessel.
Yeah, I don't think the Empire has waivers.
They could.
No, I really don't think. fascistic governments really don't do waivers all that much.
That is true.
They just tell you to do stuff and you're supposed to do it, no matter how odious the orders are.
But you know what you are supposed to do anyways, everybody?
What?
Go to randomchatter.com. to find out all of our other shows we do on the network. We are part of the Random Chatter Network, and there's Force Chatter, there's Random Chatter Show itself, there's Type Beam, there's Guardians of the MCU. They have a dual show weekly. So check all that out.
Yeah, and don't forget to find out how to get membership through Patreon, access to the Escape Hatch Discord server, and our show merchandise through TeePublic, which, by the way, I did also spend some of my Christmas money getting a Force Chatter and Enter the Dojo shirt, which should be here sometime next week.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
Yep. Because I need more t-shirts, like a hole in the head, but hey.
Oh my, I got so many t-shirts.
I got way too many t-shirts, but I gotta support, you know, the network and stuff, so.
There you go. That's right. And you can, too. Go to randomchatter.com for all those details. Now, as far as show announcements go, we don't really have much of anything today. We have two pieces of notes to really go through. And then we just decided for, you know, just a few minutes after that to just see what we've all been watching with everybody's kind of got some time off and see what just kind of catch me and Carrie gonna catch up what we're watching, and maybe you give us some ideas on Discord or wherever about maybe what you're watching too, and just kind of, you know, we do DC Talk, we talk about DC stuff, but it's DC Talk, so we just
we can just talk because there's not a lot of DC stuff to talk about, so we might as well emulate some of like the random chatter show and just discuss what we've been watching, because we don't get to talk about it with any of the other guys.
Right. So if you don't want to listen to all that, that's fine. You can turn it off after the DC news. But that's what's going to happen. So first up, Carrie, what kind of news do we have today?
Well, we got a new Batman trailer with more footage of both the bat and the cat.
Yes, I saw this trailer.
And this trailer was really good.
Had some more Riddler in it than normal.
More Riddler, more Alfred, a little bit more Penguin. So we did get a bit of a redux of Batman Returns with the bat, the cat, and the Penguin. But yep. You know.
It was all right. There's a few new things, you know, like you said, a little more. We got some Catwoman, we got some Penguin, some more Riddler. It was nice to see a little bit more going on. It really never did anything that made me even more excited for the movie, because I'm going to watch it anyways, because I'm pretty excited for it already.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's nice to see a little bit more. If we don't ever get another trailer before it comes out, that's okay. I'm fine. We don't have to have another trailer. I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't need another trailer after this. I just want the movie.
Yeah.
At this point. And then, Mike, did you see this other trailer?
By the way, that movie comes out in March, so 3 months from now.
Yeah.
I did. I saw the Peacemaker Red Band trailer.
Yes.
And I just I have one question to ask. Who in their right mind thought it would be okay for Peacemaker to lead a classroom setting with what looks like fourth and fifth graders?
Someone thought it was a good idea. I guess we'll find out in like 12 days.
Right. So this is a show that you probably shouldn't like, but yet you're drawn. It's like a bad train wreck.
You don't want to watch, but you know you need to watch. Mike, are you implying that there are good train wrecks?
No. what I'm saying is, it's like a
bad train wreck.
So
that implies that there might be good train wrecks.
It's like a train wreck. You don't want to watch, but you're curious about what's going on, and that's what this essentially has done.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out in 12 days, because that's when Peacemaker premieres.
Yeah,
12 days from now.
If you haven't watched the trailer yet, probably don't watch it around your children.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
So it's interesting. The man's got an eagle.
Yeah, eagly. That's his mascot.
I just think it's, I don't know, man. This is just, it's ridiculous. John Cena was, so you have certain people who are made for certain roles, and that's Ryan Reynolds, made for Deadpool. They could not have picked a better person to be Deadpool. John Cena, the perfect person to play Peacemaker. Can we get those two in a room together? Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and John Cena as Peacemaker. Just one room, one short video clip. I don't care what it is. We need that in our lives.
Yes, agreed.
So,
universe, just find a way to make that happen.
Yes, just saying. So check out those trailers, guys. And that
just
is
so not around the kids.
Yeah, not around the kids. And that is all.
That's all our news. I mean, it's January 1st. So you don't expect a whole lot of news to be dropping right now.
No. We may get some more news this week, just, you know, with shows kind of starting back up and whatnot. Uh-huh. But anyways, so now's the time of the segment of the podcast where we move into what we've been watching. So if you don't want to know what we've been watching, that's cool. Thank you for joining us here on DC Talk. That's really all the DC news we got. But if you're just bored and say, you know what, I want to listen to somebody talk in a podcast, let's do it. So,
all right. Karen,
have you watched anything new lately? Watched anything good?
Well, I've been watching a lot of Star Trek, because Star Trek is back, and Discovery just had its mid-season finale last week, and Prodigy starting up back up again on Thursday, and Prodigy is gorgeous. It is so pretty. And if you have kids and you want to get them into sci-fi, you want to get them into Trek, I highly recommend Star Trek Prodigy because it's the Trek show that's actually geared towards children.
So not upper decks, lower decks.
No. Do not let children watch Lower Decks. There is lots of inappropriate stuff. Lower Decks.
So what you're saying is Prodigy is not like the animated version of Harley Quinn to get your kids involved in the DC stuff.
No. The artwork is done by the same company that did Trollhunters.
Okay.
So it has kind of that aesthetic to it. I would say it's more along the lines of Clone Wars.
Okay.
Like you would let your kids watch Clone Wars, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's perfectly fine for them to watch Prodigy.
Yeah. If they were remotely interested in Star Wars right now. So is what it is. Let's see.
There's a blob named Murph, and he's adorable. And he's voiced by Dee Bradley Baker, because why not?
That's not the one on Orville, was it?
No. I wouldn't let kids watch Orville either.
No. No. I did not finish Bebo Saves Christmas. I know, bad of me, I know.
Did you start it?
I did start it. I got about 10 minutes in, and I'm like, all right, it's not for me. My problem is I watch enough cartoons with my kids watching cartoons all the time. So I was like, probably I may go back and visit it, but since my kids have been out of school for the last couple weeks, it's been cartoons on all the freaking time. And I'm like, right now, I really don't want to see any cartoonish.
That's mostly understandable. I think if I had kids in the house, I would probably get sick of cartoons too. But I'm just not. There's a new spinoff of the How to Train Your Dragons, series that dropped on Hulu, and it's also awesome. Dragons. Because why not? Dragons.
Carrie likes dragons, everybody.
Carrie likes dragons and vampires, which makes a whole lot of sense only to me.
Have you seen Squid Game yet?
I really have no desire to see Squid Game. I'm already too much of a socialist to watch capitalist porn.
Basically. So I did watch Squid Game finally, and I'm like, okay. I don't see what the big hype about it was.
Again, I have not seen it, but what I've been given to understand, it's like capitalism taken to its logical conclusion.
Yeah. I will say that what scared me the most is the fact that I met a 6-year-old the other day that was quoting Squid Game. And I'm like,
yeah.
How do you know that? He's like, oh, I watched the show. And I'm like, you're 6. Why are you watching Squid Game?
No. 6 is when you need to get them into Star Trek so that they don't end up understanding why Squid Game is perfect for this moment in time. But again, I have not seen the show, so I really can't
speak. Well, I'm sitting there thinking, what parent will let your kid watch this show when you're 6 years old?
I mean, you're not far enough into Cobra Kai this season to understand.
No.
That you're getting there though.
I'm only 6 episodes in. I've got 4 more episodes left this season.
Yes.
I'm hoping to finish binging those by tomorrow night. That was cool. Yeah. So I'm digging that. Let's see. I started a new show because I kept hearing like rave reviews about the show, and everybody I know is watching the show. So I'm like, well, let me give it a shot. Yellowstone.
Yeah, not everyone you know is watching Yellowstone. Yeah. I'm not watching Yellowstone.
So everybody I know that I know here is watching it. So So I've only got a couple episodes in. And that's probably going to get put on hold because like all the normal shows come back this week.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if not this week, then next week.
Right.
Also Book of Boba Fett.
That's pretty good. That was a good episode.
Yeah, it was so good.
That was so good. Did you see that video about Patton Oswalt on Parks and Rec when he's filibustering in Parks and Rec and he's reading his tale of how Boba Fett survived the Sarlacc pit?
No, I did not see that.
Okay, so it's like verbatim what he said in Parks and Rec is exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of been like the quasi canon or rumored way Boba Fett survived.
Oh, you got it, but you still gotta go watch that video. It's so
okay.
Funny.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what else. I mean, 911 Lone Star comes back this week for me. Abbott Elementary. I started watching that with the wife. Yeah. With the Boba Fett. You know, the Goldbergs.
Let's see. Superman, Lois, Legends, and Batwoman come back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The Expanse has 2 more episodes and then it's done, and I will be sad, although The Expanse has routinely, and I'm not even talking about the show, I'm talking about the books. The Expanse has, like, created successive villains who scare the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it's like I watch Star Trek as a way of, you know, reminding myself that humanity might actually survive into the future. I watch most other science fiction like The Expanse to ground myself in the fact that we may not make it.
No. No, not this.
We might be screwed.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. I mean, I did like a binge on movies.
Yeah, me too. What did you watch?
I think since I've talked last, I've saw No Time to Die.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Shang-Chi, which I was supposed to talk about on Enter the Dojo, but I ended up sick that night. Shang-Chi probably, to me, one of the definitely top 5 MCU films, if not the top 3.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Along with Spider-Man No Way Home, absolutely remarkable.
That movie was
movie.
So freaking good.
Movie. HBO Max has the movie 8-Bit Christmas on there with Neil Patrick Harris. That was a pretty good movie, too. I saw the Resident Evil reboot.
Oh, yeah? How is it?
It was okay. It's a little different.
Okay.
It was okay.
Okay.
I did see The Matrix.
Me too. That was awesome.
It was good. I do have to ask, why does everybody hate the second and third one? I don't think they were as bad as people think they are.
I don't hate any of the Matrix movies. I think they are all phenomenal, and
this
one's
different.
This one was different, but it kind of had to be because they were trying, without getting into too many spoilers. I mean, they were trying to, you know, trick Neo into thinking that he was, you know,
nuts.
He was out
crazy
and crazy, and that the original trilogy was like just a video game he created and stuff. So
yeah, it took me a while to catch on what was going on. Like it took me a while. So when I first saw the original Matrix, I had to watch that thing like 3 times just to kind of understand what was going on. This one may give me that feel again, like, okay, what really happened? I had to stop and think about it, but it was really good. It was well put together. I thought it was good.
Neil Patrick Harris was freaking phenomenal.
See, I heard a lot of people hated him in that role.
Well, I mean, he's not someone you're supposed to... He's not a character you're supposed to like.
Well, no. They hated him doing it because they said he tried too hard to not be funny.
No. He was amazing.
Yeah. So...
And also, the guy who plays...
the version of Smith.
Yeah. Jonathan Groff was really... Although, I... And this is just how my brain works. This is me having watched Hamilton. I kept expecting him to slide a George III quote in there somewhere.
And he didn't.
No. Which is probably a good thing because my brain is twisted and strange, and we don't need that in our in actual movies that come out.
No. Now I was thinking about watching a movie, and then you kind of told me I really need to watch it, and I did. I thought it was really good.
Oh, which one?
The Harder They Fall with Idris Elba.
Yes, that was really so good. And Jonathan Majors and Regina King and
yep.
Zazie Beetz, and oh my, yeah, that movie was phenomenal. I totally want more stuff in. I'm not a huge Westerns fan, but I want more stuff like that.
Are you ready for the sequel?
I don't think there's a sequel.
Oh, come on. The way they left that mess off. You know there's a sequel.
I don't know.
Oh. Somebody's looking for revenge.
Well, yeah, but isn't that how things usually
work?
Yeah,
but somebody's a certain lady is going to be looking for revenge in that movie because you saw at the end of the movie, and I'm like, here comes that sequel.
Okay. Well, possibly.
But it was good.
The other one I saw Encanto. That was
it pretty good?
It was really good. I cried through most of it, which just means I'm not the cast iron Bitka that I think I am half the time. It was gorgeous. And this is nothing against Lin-Manuel Miranda. I love his music, but after a while you notice a pattern in stuff, and it's like, and sometimes if I start to fixate on the pattern of the way certain artists write, I get kind of irritated. But it was good. I also saw Beating the Ricardos, which was just amazing, and I highly recommend that. Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are freaking phenomenal. I'm trying not to swear because the movie is that good. I mean, this is not I Love Lucy. This is about like a specific week in the lives of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Okay.
Where just like, things could have just come completely crashing down on them, and it didn't.
Okay. I keep seeing people talk about that, so...
Well, I know there were people like Lizzie who were pissed that Deborah Messing didn't get cast as Lucille Ball, and I would have agreed with that if they were casting Lucy Ricardo. But this was Lucille Ball, who happened to be playing Lucy Ricardo during this week of just all this crap happening in their lives, and it's just freaking amazing.
Okay.
And plus this was the Lucy and Desi Arnaz Jr. were both like consultants on this. So this was done with the blood scenes of the family. So I give good. I give that a lot of credit.
That's good.
Yeah.
One of the movies on my list to watch that I haven't watched yet is The Eternals, but I also know that it's coming to Disney Plus here in about a week and a half. So yeah. So I'll catch up on it in a couple weeks when it comes on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Nothing about that movie made me really desire to watch it. I mean, I hate putting it like that. It's just one of those Marvel movies that just never really hooked me. But I am still going to watch it because I'm going to be fast because I'm fascinated by what Marvel puts out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
I really liked it. I kind of get some of the criticism, but what I've been telling people is like, how do you make 7,000-year-old characters relatable?
Right.
It's really hard.
Of course, and then you ask, and then you wonder where they've been at the whole time when Thanos was snapping half the universe out of existence.
I'm assuming there is an explanation.
Yep.
I don't think it's a very good explanation. You know, in context, but you know, they were following orders.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's one we get.
Yeah. Anything else you've been watching or on your list?
Not really. Again, I plan on finishing Cobra Kai by tomorrow because when all my shows start back again Monday, I don't want to have to be stuck trying to finish that. See, the way I planned it was I had tried to finish Attack on Titan, watching that one over the last few months because a new season starts here in about a week.
I'm trying to finish that. Yeah, I noticed that.
While watching everything else, I'm trying to watch that. And then during the winter, after that was going to be over with, then it was going to be, I had like this list of like 30 movies I've been wanting to watch. I was going to watch a show until I watched those movies. So now I've got all those movies watched except for The Eternals.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of set up to go back into watching just normal television now.
Yeah, there are a couple of movies on my list I need to get to. I want to get to Belfast, which is the new Kenneth Branagh directed movie. There's a new remake of the Scottish play with Denzel Washington as the lead character and
okay,
and I mean the cast looks just freaking amazing, like Francis McDormand, Brendan Gleeson, like Brian Thompson. So the cast looks amazing. And I've been in theater long enough that I do not say the name of the play unless I have to.
Okay.
Yeah. And I kind of want to see House of Gucci when it comes out on streaming. Because why not? And I still need to watch The Green Knight, which I may watch today. I could, or maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, me neither. No.
Okay. Well, guys, that's just been a little bit about what we've been watching. Let us know what you've been watching. Email us. Find us in Discord. Let us know what show you're kind of waiting for. And, yeah. So, let us know. But if there's nothing else, guys, this has been good. This has been good. So, this has been DC Talk. So, we'll be back next week in our second episode of the new year. And we look forward to seeing you next time here on DC Talk. So thanks a lot, and have a good one.
Yeah, bye.